This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
At GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, every week we profile some of the most amazing developments in science. We're talking about profiling the breakthroughs that are changing the way we view the universe and also affecting our daily life. Well, on Science Fantastic, we've had Nobel Prize winners, directors of major laboratories talking about the creation of the universe, about the possibility of time travel, antimatter, dark matter, the cutting edge of science. But today, we're going to take a step in a different direction. We're going to talk about the physics of everyday things. That's right. I wondered, like, how does a laser work? Or what about stealth bombers? How do they work? Not to mention, how do we know where the moon came from? Or how do we know how old the dinosaurs were? Things that we encounter every day, but leave us with our heads scratching, wondering, how do they do that? How do they calculate the age of a dinosaur? How do they know where the moon came from? Well, with us today is someone who's going to explain the physics of everyday things. The book is called The Physics Behind... So in other words, we are going to talk about the physics of everyday life. With us today is Russ Swan, author of the book, The Physics Behind, and we got him all the way from England. And so once again, we're going to be talking about the things that have your head scratching every day. How does a touchscreen work? What is Moore's Law? How do stealth bombers work? How do we know where the moon came from? How old are the dinosaurs? Now, how do we know? These are some of the things we're going to be talking to Mr. Swan. Also, you might want to go to my website to find out what I'm up to. My website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. On Facebook, we have 3 million fans on Facebook. On Twitter, we have 650,000 fans on Twitter. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Write that magic number down. 612-564-8135. When you hear the recording, leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and ask that question. Make that comment, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio and internationally on the internet. So once again, the book we're going to talk about today is The Physics Behind with author Russ Swan. So Russ, glad you could join us all the way from England to get on Science Fantastic.
It's a real pleasure to be here, Dr. Kaku.
Okay, well, first question is, why did you decide to write a book about the physics of, well, ordinary things, that things that puzzle us every day? Why did you decide to write this book?
Well, it's more or less what you've already described. Everything that happens in everyday life has some science behind it. And in most cases, that science is actually physics, because physics is kind of the fundamental science that drives everything that we do. And as life gets more complicated, we have more and more technology involved in everything that we do. It seemed to me that actually we're losing touch with the basic principles and the basic phenomena that are behind all of the things that we do. And it just seemed to me that there was a lot of things there to say that perhaps people would be interested in learning a bit about. And so the opportunity for the book came up, and there we are. It seemed like a good idea at the time.
Okay, well, you know, people come up to me and say, Professor, you're a physicist. I mean, what does a physicist do anyway? Well, we invent things. You know, we invented the transistor, which makes possible the computer. We invented the laser, which makes possible the internet. We wrote the World Wide Web. And not to mention that in a hospital, we invented the X-ray machine and the MRI scan. In everyday life, we invented television, radio, microwaves, radar. We also invented the space program, which was all done by physicists. We created the GPS satellite. So what do? Well, we invented most of the 21st century.
Indeed.
So let's get right into the substance of your book. Your book mentions, of course, computers and touch screens. So let me ask you a question about Moore's Law, which you mentioned in your book. What is it, and why does computer power advance so rapidly?
Well, that's a really interesting question. And, of course, Moore's Law is the law that states that, roughly speaking, computer power doubles about every 2 years, 18 months to 2 years. And it was a law that was first described in 1965 by a chap called Gordon Moore, who really noticed that he was getting twice as many transistors onto a chip about every 2 years. And so he extrapolated that forward, saying, I wonder if this will continue. In fact, when he described it, he didn't state it as a law. It's since been considered to be a law. But he made it really an observation. And since then, it's remarkable that 53 years later, the pattern has stayed really very accurate, that about every 18 months to 2 years, you can get twice as many transistors on a chip. And, of course, twice as many transistors means that you can do twice as much computing, twice as much processing. So it's one of those things that we don't really know whether it would have continued in that pattern had Gordon Moore not described the law, or whether it's continued in that pattern because he described it and people thought, oh, we have to do twice as many to keep up, otherwise our competitors will be doing twice as many. Interesting, but the miniaturization involved, of course, gets harder and harder each iteration, each cycle. It gets harder. The first time it's half the size, the second time it's a quarter, and so on.
Right, and isn't that done using, well, ultraviolet radiation and etching technology, similar to how we make a T-shirt, by etching tinier and tinier transistors on a silicon chip? So how does that work?
Well, this is where the lasers come into, of course, because the etching process used in what are called the fabs, the fabrication facilities, they use smaller and smaller wavelengths of laser light, because then you can focus to a smaller and smaller dot. And there's a parallel here with things like optical discs, where you have a CD and then a DVD and then a Blu-ray, and each of those uses a shorter, a smaller laser dot in order to get more information onto the same size of disc.
Okay, now, I remember when I was in high school, when the first computers were being made at Stanford and other universities, it was so painful. It was so painful putting input into the computer. You had to use punch cards. You had to type it in, make a mistake, and it bounces right back. Now, we have touch screens. You just touch the screen, and instantly it does magic. So how does a touch screen work?
Well, as you're probably aware, there are more than one type of touchscreen. And there are capacitive touchscreens and resistive touchscreens, which are the two main types used in things like smartphones and iPads and so forth. And the capacitive touchscreen is very clever. It uses a trick of your finger, which is why it doesn't work when you put on a piece of plastic or a piece of paper. It relies on the electrical conductivity of your fingertip and can measure really quite precisely where that is touching onto the screen and translate that through some very clever processing system to give it the XY coordinates of the point on the screen where you are touching and give it a clue as to what you want it to do.
Pretty amazing stuff. Now, you mentioned lasers, right? Lasers were invented by physicists, and now we find lasers everywhere. But first of all, what is the difference? What is the difference between ordinary light and laser light?
Well, there are really two things. I mean, ordinary light that we see outside or even...
Okay, Russ, unfortunately, we have to take a short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to get right back to your book, The Physics Behind. And we're talking about the physics of, well, ordinary things. We encounter physics every single second of our life, but we hardly know anything about it. So give us a call. The number to call is 612-564-8135, and maybe you could get on Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Today, we're not going to talk about the physics of time travel or the physics of space warps or wormholes or higher dimensions or anything like that. Today, we're going to talk about, well, the physics of everyday things. Lasers, computers, touchscreens. And we're going to talk about, well, outer space, the origin of the moon. What is dark matter? What is the standard model of physics? With us today is Mr. Russ Swan, author of the book, The Physics Behind. And we are going to talk about the physics of, well, ordinary things. Well, we talked about Moore's Law, which simply says that computer power doubles every 18 months. And we get Moore's Law because we can etch tinier and tinier transistors using laser light or ultraviolet radiation. But then the question is, well, what is laser light? So, Russ, tell us why laser light is so different from ordinary light.
Well, laser light is made of exactly the same stuff as ordinary light. It's made of photons, which are really tiny packets of energy, the quanta of energy. But the difference between ordinary light, which has a whole load of wavelengths and a whole load of different colors because of those wavelengths, is that in a laser source, all the photons, all the quanta of energy are the same energy. They have the same color and the same wavelength, and so they appear as just a single color. You cannot have, for instance, a white laser. That's sort of a physical impossibility. We can have a red laser or a green laser or a blue laser as long as it's at that one single wavelength. And the other thing that a laser light has, besides being a single wavelength, is what we physicists call coherence. And it means that all of the wavelengths, all of the quanta of energy, the photons, are vibrating at the same time. They're sort of dancing around together, and they go up together, and they go down together, and they vibrate in exactly the same pattern. So this means that you can take a laser light, you can do really interesting things with it, that things you cannot do with a regular light bulb from an LED or light from the sun. It means you can focus them really tightly. You can control them very sharp cutoff, very sharp startup. And lasers are still producing some of the most interesting technological breakthroughs that we're getting in society today. In fact, the 2018 Nobel Prize was announced quite recently, and the winners of that prize, there were three of them altogether, were all working with laser light.
And according to the press release, one of the applications of this was to create optical tweezers,
yeah,
the ability to manipulate tinier and tinier things just as if you manipulate tools. Could you explain?
Well, optical tweezers are a bit like, if you've ever watched Star Trek, the science fiction program, it's the tractor beam from Star Trek. It means you can use a laser source and you can control it in a certain way so you get what they call a wasted beam. And that can catch and move around tiny objects. Tiny things like bacteria can be captured by a laser beam, just like a tractor beam, on a very, very small scale, of course. And they can then be used and studied to see what they're doing. In fact, optical tweezers have become, in biology, one of the most powerful tools of the last couple of decades.
And do you think that one day we'll be able to create tractor beams like in Star Trek? Is that a possibility, or is that strictly science fiction?
Well, I honestly think you can never say never. It is science fiction today. I don't think anybody has any serious proposals to make a tractor beam that could capture a spaceship. But, you know, in 100 years, in 200 years, who's to say?
Okay, and talking about light, of course, one of the most fascinating things that children notice is the rainbow. We think we know a little bit about rainbows, but well, tell us a little bit about how rainbows actually are formed.
Well, rainbows are really still quite magical. And, you know, where I live in the UK, in England, we have weather that means that it's sometimes rainy and it's sometimes sunny. And that means we get more rainbows than other places in the world will get. And you've seen a rainbow. You know how they appear to move with you when you walk around. You know about the myth of the pot of gold that can be found at the end of the rainbow. And the fact mm-hmm. is, the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow might be there because nobody's ever been to the end of a rainbow. It's impossible to get there. The rainbow is an everyday thing that when you're a child, you think, wow, what on earth is happening? And as an adult, we tend to think, oh, it's just a rainbow. It's pretty, but nothing special. But it is kind of special. It's the light from the sun being refracted through the raindrops that are suspended in the atmosphere. And it's the same effect as if you look at a CD or a DVD disc and you get the kind of rainbow shimmer. The different wavelengths of light are bent backwards towards you by a different amount depending on their wavelength, on how long they are. And there's some really interesting things, some interesting facts about a rainbow. A rainbow is always down from the sun. So if you could see your own shadow, as you sometimes can, your head is always the center of the circle of the rainbow. And if the sun is really high in the sky, it can be too high for a rainbow to form. But when it goes down, the rainbow goes up. And if you get a rainbow at sunset, as I saw actually just a few weeks ago, the rainbow is a complete semicircle, complete in the sky because of this effect. It's what we call the 42-degree rule, that the line from your head to the side of, to the edge of the rainbow is always about 42 degrees.
Right. Now, if you take a look at the origin of why light bends when it goes through glass or droplets of water in the air, you go all the way back to Isaac Newton. It was Isaac Newton who showed that white light is actually composed of different colors. But the fact that these colors bend at different rates inside glass, isn't that due to the fact that different colors travel effectively in glass at different speeds? So since the speed of light in glass is not a constant, you can have different colors traveling at different velocities, and that's the reason why white light bends into all the colors of the rainbow, right?
That's exactly right, of course. And as the light bends by different amounts, the colors become separated. And when they then fall into your eye, you can see the different colors in different places in the sky. What, of course, Newton's great genius was not just splitting the light into the different colors. It was he then recombined it back into white light, which was the thing that really proved that it was white light split into colors and then recombined back into white.
And, by the way, even though we don't get into the biology of colors, isn't it true that the human eyeball cannot really see all the colors of the rainbow at all? Only three colors, red, green, and blue. And it's sort of like an optical illusion that we think we're seeing all the colors of the rainbow in their true form, but we're only seeing combinations of three colors, right?
Well, this is the same way that a television screen or your computer monitor works. It builds up a complete range of millions of colors using the primary colors. It's quite a clever technique that has been developed really by nature, and we've copied it in our technologies to make the same thing.
And what is amazing is that some people, especially some women, can actually see four colors. They have a mutation in their eye such that they can see more than just the three primary colors that most people can see. They can actually see four colors.
I should think it would be interesting to look through somebody else's eyes. Of course, it's kind of impossible to do that without some rather gruesome transplants, but I wonder what that would look like to see more colors than I currently see.
Well, we talked about laser light, we talked about rainbows, and now let's talk about another form of electromagnetic radiation in the form of, well, the stealth bomber. The stealth bomber is so-called invisible, but is it really invisible? How does a stealth bomber work? And many of the reports of flying saucers are due to the fact that the military secretly tested stealth technology for so many decades and use flying saucer stories as a cover. So, Russ, tell us a little bit about another form of electromagnetic radiation and stealth bombers.
I think the first thing that it's really important to notice and to point out is that stealth bombers are invisible to radar, but they are not invisible to optical light, to the things you can see. If one flew past you, you would probably hear it, but you would certainly also be able to see it. Sometimes people seem to think that they are actually invisible in the kind of science fiction sense, and that's...
Okay, Russ, let's take another short commercial break, and after that, we're going to continue a discussion of stealth bombers. So once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call and have your thoughts heard on national radio. The number is 612-564-8135.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today is Russ Swan, author of a new book. It's called The Physics Behind... So in other words, we're not going to talk about the Big Bang. We're not going to talk about the origin of the universe. We're not going to talk about string theory or higher dimensions. We're going to talk about, well, things that you see around you every single day. Did you know that almost second by second, almost everything that you touch, you experience, that you work with, Everything ultimately comes back to physics, but we don't think about it that way. And that's where the book, The Physics Behind, comes into play, because we're going to talk about ordinary things. Well, before the break, we were talking about lasers, rainbows, and now let's talk about stealth bombers and another form of electromagnetic radiation. And are they really invisible? So, Russ, tell us about stealth bombers.
Bombers, of course, are designed in a few different clever engineering ways to minimize their radar reflection. So they're not invisible to natural light. You could see them. They're not really quite invisible to radar, but they're almost invisible to radar. And there are probably two main methods that are used to reduce the radar signature. One is the shape of things. So if a radio signal is transmitted from a radar station, if it is something made of metal, it will bounce back. And if you make the thing that it's bouncing off of made of lots of flat surfaces, then instead of coming back towards the radar system, they might reflect off into a different direction, so they cannot be detected. And that immediately reduces the radar signature of, for instance, the aircraft. It also applies to warships. Retroreflectivity is one of the interesting things here. If you're wearing a high-visibility garment and you notice it when you shine a light on it, it shines back very brightly. That's because they are designed specifically to be retroreflective, not just reflective, but to reflect the signal back the way it came. And a stealth bomber is designed for the exact opposite purpose, to be completely non-retroreflective. So this means that when they design the aircraft, they have no right angle, because a right angle allows an energy beam to bounce once, bounce twice, and come back the way it came. So if you look at a stealth bomber, you'll see that there's not a right angle to be seen almost anywhere. The other thing that they do, of course, is the surface treatment. They paint them in a radar-absorbing material. Basically, it's black paint, you might say. And that paint absorbs the signal, and the arrangement, the geometry of the thing, stops it being reflected. And that means that altogether you could have something as big as a bomber that has a radar signal about the same as a bird or a bumblebee. Really very tiny.
Okay, well, of course, the average person has seen movies like Harry Potter, where there is an invisibility cloak, where you really, really, really are invisible to light. Now, there are some things called metamaterials, which give you a semblance of invisibility for microwave radiation. But, well, what are your thoughts about one day whether or not we're going to create true invisibility with metamaterials for optical frequencies, or is that just Harry Potter?
Well, it's a fascinating idea, isn't it? These metamaterials, what they promise is they will take an incoming light signal. Say there's light coming in from behind you, and it will hit the coat you're wearing, or the invisibility cloak, travel round the cloak, and then continue towards the viewer. And that means that you would basically see through the person. You would see what was behind them as if they weren't there. The promise is extraordinary.
Okay, Russ, we're going to have to take another short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to get right to all the things that we've been talking about. Once again, this is Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Our special guest today is Russ Swan, author of the book, The Physics Behind... In other words, we're going to talk about the physics of ordinary things. Things that puzzle you every single second of every day, because physics is all around you. We physicists invented the transistor. We invented the laser. We invented television. We invented radio, radar, x-rays, microwave devices. We invented the space program. So in other words, you can't move without bumping into something that was originally invented by a physicist someplace. So once again, Russ Swan is the author of the book, The Physics Behind. Well, let's move on now. And, well, let's talk about the moon. The moon is in our dreams. We see the moon every night or most nights. But people wonder, well, where did the moon come from? And we're going back to the moon. The President of the United States has announced that, yes, we are going back to the moon. NASA is no longer going to be the agency to nowhere. It's going to go someplace. But let's say a few things about the moon, like, where did it come from?
It's a really interesting question, and I think it's fair to say that a lot of scientists are still not entirely sure. The main theory at the moment seems to be that the proto-Earth, the young, red-hot planet that became our Earth, had a catastrophic impact with another body in the solar system, something about the size of Mars, we think. And the two merged together in this huge, molten lava mess. And as they spun and cooled, a lot of the material came off the Earth, and that became the moon. The mathematics, the arithmetic, seems to show that that is about right. But there's still some anomalies. If we look at what we see on the Earth and what we see on the moon, they're not exactly the same. They're made of slightly different material in some places, and that is still proving that we need to go really back to the moon and do more science, because it's only by going places and making investigations that we really find out what the universe is all about. We still don't know a lot, and that's very exciting, I think.
Now, isn't it true that most of what we know about the moon's origin comes from the Apollo space program, when astronauts brought back hundreds of pounds of moon rock? What are your thoughts?
Well, that's exactly right. Most of the lunar material we have on Earth came from Apollo. There are a few small pieces that came actually directly from the moon by a meteor hitting the moon, knocking off a chunk of moon rock, which floated around in space for perhaps thousands of years before traveling to Earth, plunging through the atmosphere, and eventually being picked up by some curious human. So most of what we know from the moon comes from Apollo. And the thing about Apollo is that most of the samples that came from Apollo are from the same kind of terrain. They're from the sort of lowland areas, because that's where it was possible to land an Apollo spaceship. The lunar excursion module, the LEM, wasn't really capable of landing on the side of a mountain. So we don't really know what the chemistry of all the lunar highlands is like. We can do some investigation from Earth. We can test it remotely by things like spectroscopy. But there's nothing quite like having a piece of the rock in your hand and being able to hit it with a hammer and look at it under a microscope to find out really what it's made of. It's a good idea to go back.
Yeah, in fact, I did that when I was a grad student years ago at Berkeley. I actually had some moon rocks from Apollo, looked at it under a microscope, and I was rather astounded to see tiny micro craters, because, of course, there's no air on the moon to burn up meteors. And inside these micro craters were tinier craters, craters inside craters inside craters. Amazing, because there's no air on the moon to burn up these particles of meteorites from outer space. Now, let me ask you another question. How do we know how old things are? We talk about the moon and the Earth being roughly 4 billion years of age. We talk about the dinosaurs dying out 65 million years ago. But then some people ask the question, well, Smarty Pants, how do you know? How do you know how old things are?
Well, there are a lot of techniques, of course, and they all boil down to some really quite interesting and fundamental physics. Perhaps the most powerful technique that we use for organic samples, things that have ever been, is radiocarbon dating. We use an element called carbon, and the particular isotope of carbon is carbon-14, which is carbon.
Well, Russ, I'm afraid we're going to have to take a short commercial break. Once again, this is Science Fantastic. Professor Michio Kaku, our special guest, is Russ Swan, and the book. The book is called The Physics Behind. In other words, the physics behind everything. Things that surround you. Things that are with you every day. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you, and you can get on Science Fantastic.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And once again, if you want to find out more about Science Fantastic and what I do, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The Future of Humanity, talking about humanity in outer space. What does it mean if one day we go back to the moon, we go to Mars, we go beyond to the stars one day? Find out in the book, The Future of Humanity. And The Future of the Mind hit number 1 on the New York Times bestseller list, and talks about physics and the brain. We are using physics to decode the secrets of the thinking mind. Think about that. Telepathy, telekinesis, recording thoughts, recording dreams, things that were once considered totally preposterous. Hey, we do it. We physicists can actually photograph dreams. Find out how in The Future of the Mind. In Physics of the Impossible, I go into time travel, space warps, wormholes, and the very cutting edge of science. And then in The Physics of the Future, I talk about robots. I talk about future of cancer research, aging, can we live forever? These are some of the things I talk about in my books. But today, we're talking about the physics behind with Russ Swan, talking about the physics of, well, ordinary things, things that are with us constantly. So Russ, where we last left off, we were talking about how do we determine how old things are? For example, how do we know when the dinosaurs died?
Well, indeed, the radiocarbon dating uses an element carbon-14, which is an isotope of carbon, which has a radioactive property to it, and it, like all radioactive things, it will decay, which means it becomes a bit less radioactive, over time. And the joy of the physics behind this is that the pattern of the radioactive decay is very mathematical, it's entirely predictable, and if we can measure a sample of the carbon-14 and see how radioactive it is now, it's quite a simple matter to then go back and say, well, this means that this piece of carbon-14 was captured X years ago. It may be 2,000 years ago, maybe 20,000 years ago. But it's really, really useful, particularly for organic things, things that have once been alive, so a piece of bone or whatever. It absorbs carbon from the atmosphere, and the carbon-14 is made in the atmosphere by cosmic rays and then floats around in the air, gets absorbed by the living creature. When the living creature dies, the radiocarbon begins to decay. And a few thousand years later, an archaeologist comes along using the physics of radioactive decay, does a quick measurement, or not technically a quick measurement, it's quite a complicated measurement, but it's very accurate, to determine whether something is 10,000 years or 100,000 years old. It's fantastic.
And isn't it true that we have not just one clock, but many clocks, that is, many radioactive substances that decay at different rates, plus DNA. We can actually compute how old things are by looking at their DNA, because DNA mutates at a constant rate over long periods of time. So isn't it true that we have many clocks, and all these clocks agree with each other, so we're not making a mistake?
Well, that's right. Radiocarbon is particularly useful for things that are perhaps between 1,000 and 30,000 years old. But we use things like potassium-40, which has a life of 1.25 billion years. Or we use rubidium-87 and strontium-87, which have a half-life of around 50 million years. So by using 50 billion, I beg your pardon. So by using these, as you call them, various rocks, clocks, and we call them clocks in rocks in terms of archaeological dating, we can come up with a picture of things. We can also cross-reference. So, for instance, if we have a sample from, say, an Egyptian pyramid, there's quite good written evidence of when that happened. You can then do the carbon dating, and it agrees with the dates of the history. So then it's another confirmation that we know exactly when things happened. And it proves that, you know, the Earth is not 7,000 years old, it's 4 and a bit billion years old.
Okay, and now let's talk about the age of the universe itself. And people wonder, how do we know how old the universe is? First of all, tell us a little bit about the Doppler shift and the expanding universe and how we determine how old the entire universe is.
Yes, well, I think some of the greatest scientific discoveries, really, of the 20th century were that the universe is expanding. First of all, it was considered that the universe was probably static, things were moving about a bit, but the discovery by Edwin Hubble, really, that things were moving away from each other and everything was moving away from everything else, was one of the big, big breakthroughs of science in the 20th century. And one of the bigger discoveries more recently was that not only are things moving away from each other, but they're accelerating as they move away. And this is really quite hard to get your head around. It doesn't seem logical that they can be expanding and accelerating expansion in the universe. And yet, this is what the physics shows us. It's another proof, really, of the philosophy that we have to go looking for things, and you will find things that you didn't expect to find. Doppler shift is one of the most powerful things, of course. As a star moves away from us, as the observer, its colors appear to change, not unlike the way that the colors in a rainbow will change as you move your position. So if a star is moving away from us, it looks a bit redder than it would otherwise. The red shift can then be used to measure how far that star is away, because the further it is away, the faster it's moving. And the Big Bang Theory puts all of this into reverse. If we look at all the stars and all the galaxies in the universe and see the way they're traveling today, and then run that clock backwards, we come to a point about 14 and a half billion years ago, when they must have all been in just about exactly the same place.
Okay, Russ, unfortunately, we have run out of time for Science Fantastic. But thank you so much for coming on the air and talking about your latest book, The Physics Behind. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Once again, the book is called The Physics Behind by Russ Swan. It's a book about the fact that everywhere you go, physics is surrounding you. Everything you do, everything you dreamed of can eventually be traced back to physics. So the book is called The Physics Behind, and you've been listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Join us every week on Science Fantastic when we talk about the cutting edge of science, and we profile some of the most amazing developments in physics and science. Good day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.